This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just the other day, I spoke here with a University of Pennsylvania computer scientist about biases in computer algorithms. Now there's word New York regulators are looking into complaints about sexism and Apple's new credit card. Marketplace's Erica Barris is following this.
Well, it isn't so much that the card itself is sexist, but the process of acquiring and spending on it may be. Over the weekend, a software engineer tweeted out that even though his wife had a better credit score than he did, the Apple card allowed him a much larger credit line. And when he posted that, others came forward and said the same thing had happened to them, including Steve Wozniak, a founder of Apple, who said his wife, with whom he shares credit cards, bank accounts, and assets, had the same experience.
Now, if this is really happening, you could blame a computer algorithm, but of course, algorithms are created by human programmers, and Apple branded this card, but I think it's made possible by Wall Street powerhouse Goldman Sachs.
Right. So Apple, as we know, is a tech company, but it's been working on diversifying. You see that with the launch of Apple TV, moving into media, and also with this card that builds on Apple Pay, moving into the financial sector. This could become a regulatory issue, especially since the New York State Department of Financial Services said they'd be investigating this algorithm. As for Goldman Sachs, a spokesperson told the New York Times that the company couldn't comment publicly on individual customers, but said that their evaluation process isn't based on factors like gender, race, age, or sexual orientation.
Erica, thank you.